This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما والحقنا بعبادك الصالحين أما بعد. يروي الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم كل في صحيحه بسند صحيح الحديث المتفق على صحته عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما. Today's hadith is repeated. And I personally have narrated this hadith, and Sheikh Adnan has done that too. And it's an old hadith that we've mentioned multiple times, and it's agreed upon. It's an authentic hadith with a higher level of authenticity. And the reason why sometimes we repeat certain hadith for multiple reasons. Number one, just the fact, even if you have heard the hadith in the past, a reminder is always good. We all need reminders, and these are our sacred texts. So there's always new understanding and new angles to understanding these ahadith. Number one. Number two, only the fact of being in a majlis, even if you're not listening, the fact of sitting here, you're all receiving the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is a knowledge-seeking environment. But also, I also sometimes feel that sometimes we do preaching here a little bit, you know, maybe not to the right audience, because preaching in reality teaching should be done here in the masjid. Preaching should be outside, right? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense that I sit down here and say, please come and pray. You already did this, right? I'm preaching to the wrong people, right? But nevertheless, we still remind each other and to with these ahadith and discuss these you know the meanings some reflections from it. And this hadith is a prepper. In my mind, I think it's a lifestyle hadith, but also it could be used as a preparation for Ramadan. And Ramadan will be in a month, inshallah. And if you're thinking that, okay, the night of Ramadan, that's it, I'm going to switch my mindset, and then that's it. Sha'ban 30th, I'm the one person, and Ramadan 1st, I'm a complete different person. It's difficult to do that. You always have to gradually prepare yourself to go to Ramadan. And this is what, when you read about Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the previous, our ancestors, when they used to, you know, wait for Ramadan for 6 months, this is what it means. It means they prepare their hearts to receive Ramadan. And then after that, they spent 6 months after that reflecting upon how they did to improve how they're going to do in the future. So Ramadan, think of Ramadan as a training, a month, 1 month a year, a training period where you're going to go and improve yourself. It's the best version of yourself. So the Prophet ﷺ says in this hadith, عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما. There's two parts of the hadith. I'm going to focus on the second part. It says, المسلم من الذي يسلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. That true Muslim is the person who actually, Muslims around him and people feel safe from what he says and from what he does or she does, right? It doesn't make any sense that you're Muslim and the people are unsafe around you. You could hurt them verbally or physically or in any other any type of harm. It means if you have that and people feel this way around you, there's a problem with it. Doesn't mean that you're not Muslim, but there's an issue with understanding what a true Islam is. So that's the first part. The second part, وَالْمُهَاجِرُ مَنْ هَجَرَ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And this is the part that I want to focus on. That the muhajir, true muhajir, true immigrant, you know, is the person who leaves or stays away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. That the true muhajir is the person who actually leaves and stays away from anything that's bad and moves to anything that's good. And so, because as you know from Sira, that back in the days, you know, when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام lived in Mecca, in Medina, before Mecca, before the 10th Hijri, you know, it was this Hijra was obligatory on them. They have to move to Medina to strengthen. But after that, there's no Hijra anymore, right? So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام gave them a different type of Hijra, gave them a spiritual migration, a spiritual change, that you don't have to physically move. Sometimes internally you change your mindset. And in reality, one should constantly be in this mindset of changing. And that's what it means when the Sahaba, when you say the Sahaba used to, يودعون رمضان ستة أشهر ويستقبلونه ستة أشهر. It means they used to wait for Ramadan for 6 months. This is what they're doing. They are constantly reflecting upon their flaws and their personalities and how to improve and how to. So this is what I encourage myself and I encourage you. That's, you start from today. Prepare yourself for. Do all the, you know, number one, you prepare with your intention, of course. With your faith. If you have anything that you have, get it out of the way, right? Prepare your intentions. Number two, prepare your ibadat. If you pray one day and the other day, you know, you wait and all that. Just get it right. Get it right. This is the time to do it. Because now you feel, you smell Ramadan, you feel the blessing already, you know, coming. You feel different. So use that energy. Also, most importantly, not only improve your acts of worship, your ibadat, but also your mu'amalat with other people. With other people. Ramadan is not only about praying and standing and all that. And you know, it's all about changing your character from inside. 90% of our religion is about character, about ihsan, about ethics. Very little is about ibadat. Ibadat is a relationship between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what I'm concerned about is, and that's why the hadith starts, Al-Muslim man salim al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadihi. It starts with this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say Al-Muslim, he who prays a lot. He didn't say that, could have. But that's not what the Prophet said. He said, "Muslim, true Muslim, if you really want to embody this term, then people should see it around you in your actions." So hijrah, the concept of spiritual hijrah is always there. It's always you moving from what's bad to what's good constantly, and prepare this because Ramadan gets it hits you right, it hits you in a very quickly, and you before you know it, it's over. And it's hard to change, you know, abruptly or change it in a overnight. It's always good to gradually get into it, inshallah. Allahumma balighna Ramadan wa warzuqna al-maghfira wal-itq min al-niran. Yarwi al-Imam al-Bukhari wa al-Imam Muslim kullum fi sahihi bi sanad sahih an Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-muslimu man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi wal muhajiru man hajara ma naha Allahu anhu. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك واتوب إليك والسلام عليكم